What's going on, guys? Nathan here. Only play these cards to win at poker. I'm going to give you a complete list today showing you exactly what cards to play at the poker table to start winning quickly. This is especially going to be useful for those of you guys who are new to the game of poker. No more guessing about what hands to play. Play the hands that I show you in this video. Now, I do want to point out that I'm going to have some very important considerations at the end for some of you experienced poker players, and also if you play tournaments. So please, before you leave a comment below, please stick around for that. All right, let's jump into it. So I've broken it down into five different categories of hands for you. So starting at number five is suited aces. So these are hands like an ace seven of hearts, an ace six of diamonds, an ace five of spades, or an ace four of clubs. Now the suits don't matter. If it's ace four of diamonds or ace four of hearts, that's totally fine as well. The key takeaway here is that you have an ace in your hand and you have another card that are both the same suit. Now, why do we want these cards to be the same suit? Guys, the reason why is because you can make the nut flush, and I'm going to give you an example of that right now. And by the way, there's going to be examples for all of the hands on this list, so you know exactly how to play these hands. By the way, these suited aces can also make an excellent top pair, but let's jump into the hand here. You raise preflop with ace six of diamonds, and the flop comes down with the king of diamonds, eight of spades, and three of diamonds. What you have here, guys, is the nut flush draw. A flush in poker is five cards, all of the same suit. So in a spot like this, they make a bet, we're going to call. Turn comes down with the four of diamonds. Boom, this is our money card. We have made the nut flush. And when I say nut, that means we have the best possible flush because we have the ace of diamonds in our hand. So if they have any other flush, say they have a hand like seven of diamonds and six of diamonds, which is also a flush, we beat that hand. In fact, they are drawing completely dead, and that is a term in poker meaning that they have exactly 0% chance of winning the pot. There's no better position you can be in poker. So you're probably seeing the power of these hands now. And if they have a hand like top pair with a hand like king of spades and queen of diamonds, for example, you are going to win a massive pot in this situation as well. All right, let's move on to category number four, which is suited connectors. Now, this is going to be two cards that are right beside each other and also suited. So hands like Jack 10 of hearts, 10, 9 of diamonds, 9, 8 of spades, and 8, 7 of clubs. Guys, these hands are some of my all-time favorites. They can make straights, flushes, hidden trips, and more. These are excellent hands to crack a big pair like a pocket kings or a pocket aces. Those hands are coming up later in the list, by the way, and I'm going to show you how to play those hands too. But let's give you an example once again. You call preflop with 10 of diamonds, 9 of diamonds, and the flop comes down with the jack of hearts, 8 of spades, and three of diamonds. Guys, this is another awesome spot for us. This is what we call an open-ended straight draw because you can catch any queen or any seven in order to make a straight. And there's four more queens remaining in the deck and also four more sevens, giving us a total of eight outs. And an out in poker is a card that's going to give you the best hand. So they make a bet, you call. Turn comes down with the seven of spades, giving us the nut straight. And remember, nuts means the best hand possible. On this board, we have the 7, 8, 9, 10, jack. That is the best hand possible on this board. That is also called a straight in poker. And if they have a hand like ace of hearts, jack of clubs, for example, for top pair, or they have an over pair like pocket queens, you are going to win a massive pot in this situation. So hopefully this shows you the value of suited connectors. Let's move on to category of hands number three, and that is broadways. Now, guys, let me explain broadways. A broadway hand is any two cards which are 10 and above. So for example, king, queen, king, jack, and queen, jack. These hands can make very good straights, and they can also make an excellent top pair. Let me give you an example once again. You call preflop with the queen of diamonds and jack of hearts, and the flop comes down with the nine of clubs, eight of spades, and 10 of diamonds. Guys, this is a dream situation. We have flopped the nut straight here. If they have a hand like a 7-6 of hearts, for example, which is a lower straight, or they have a big over pair like a king of spades, king King of Diamonds, you are going to win a massive pot. You're going to get all their chips in a situation like this, and that is why these hands are so powerful. These hands can also make a good top pair as well, so you want to be playing these Broadway hands in most situations. All right, guys, let's move on to the heavy hitters now. Category number two is strong aces. Now, I am specifically talking about hands like Ace King, Ace Queen, and Ace Jack. These hands will be among your biggest winners at the poker table, and the biggest reason why is these hands make an unbelievably strong top pair. In fact, often if somebody else has top pair, you are going to win a massive pot because you have a stronger kicker, and I'm going to give you an example of that right now. So you raise preflop with the Ace of Spades and Queen of Diamonds, and the flop comes with the Queen of Hearts, Eight of Spades, and Four of Diamonds. Guys, this is an awesome spot. You have what we call top pair, top kicker. We have the top pair with the queen in our hand, but we also have the best kicker with the ace. Remember, in poker, we're looking for the best five card hand. And so if your opponent has a hand, for example, like a King of Hearts and Queen of Clubs, you're going to win a massive pot here because your ace is a better kicker than their king. And for you math inclined poker players out there, you are around 80% to win this hand. So guys, you want to raise or re-raise with these strong aces preflop. These hands are absolute money. Let's move on now to the number one category of hands that you absolutely need to be playing, and that is pocket pairs. Put the list on your screen there. It's pocket aces all the way down to pocket twos. I'm not going to name every single one of them. It's pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, all the way down to pocket twos. Guys, the majority of your profits in the game of poker will come specifically from these hands. That's why they're the number one category of hands. You want to be playing all of these hands in nearly all situations. And I will say pocket aces and pocket queens, even though they lose sometimes, those two hands on their own will represent roughly around 50% of all of your profit in the game of poker. I don't think I need to say anything more for you to understand the impact of these hands. Pocket queens, pocket jacks, and pocket tens are also unbelievably strong hands on their own, and lower pocket pairs like a pocket eights, pocket sixes, pocket fours, these hands can also win massive pots by hitting a set on the flop, which is three of a kind, and I'm going to give you an example of that right now. So you call preflop with two red sixes, six of hearts, six of diamonds, and the flop comes down with the ace of diamonds, six of spades, and three of hearts. Guys, this is a dream situation. You hit what we call a set here, which is also referred to as three of a kind. It is unbelievably well hidden. Nobody is ever going to put you on that six, and so therefore, if they have a hand like ace king, for example, you are going to win a massive pot here. Once again, for you math inclined players out there, you are over 90% to win in this situation when they have a hand like top pair. All right, guys, before I go, here are some important considerations that you must know about these hands. Number one, all of the cards that I just listed for you are for beginners. I'm making this video specifically for those of you who are new to the game of poker, or those of you who perhaps are struggling at the smaller stakes, you're having trouble winning so far. So I want to be very clear, for those of you guys who are experienced poker players who are winning already, perhaps you've moved up a couple stakes, you definitely should be playing some more hands. And specifically, if you're playing in tougher games against better players, you can play hands, for example, like a 10-8 of hearts, 5-4 of diamonds, or an ace of spades, 9 of hearts. And I also want to be very clear that I'm specifically talking about deeper stacks as well with the hands that I talked about here. If you are in the late stages of a tournament, and definitely if you have 10 big blinds or less, you should be shoving or calling preflop with plenty of hands like an ace of diamonds, 7 of spades, or a king of hearts, and 10 of clubs.
I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.